from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, Republicans and Democrats alike are slamming Rutgers University for how it handled ending a pro-Palestinian encampment that took over a section of campus in New Brunswick last week. Congressman Chris Smith called it absolutely disgraceful that the group's Students for Justice in Palestine had 8 of its 10 demands met, including bringing 10 Gazan students to Rutgers on a scholarship and providing full amnesty to protesters. The only demands not met were that the university divest from Israel and end its relationship with Tel Aviv University. State Senator Owen Henry said Rutgers caved to the demands of anti-Semitic demonstrators. Groups want to work with the momentum of a recent announcement by Governor Murphy and scrap New Jersey's rule that blocks ex-cons from serving on juries. Emily Schwartz is with the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice.
By having a line drawn in the sand where if you have a conviction, you simply cannot respond to jury duty, that amounts to enormous discrimination in the jury pool process.
At an event last week, Governor Murphy said he supports the proposed change. The number of deer in New Jersey continues to grow, and they're increasingly ending up where they're not expected. Peter Fury with the New Jersey Farm Bureau says there needs to be a better way of estimating the population, along with improved controls.
It's not all a matter of lethal controls with hunting, but there can be other management controls recommended to reduce deer population. But we never quite get to doing those things.
Non-lethal solution suggestions include better fencing and fertility control. Governor Murphy has announced a special primary election will be held on July 16th to fill the seat of Congressman Donald Payne. The general election will be held September 18th. New Jersey News Time 6:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 6:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
It's still going to be kind of dreary today with clouds and fog and drizzle this morning. And there's a chance of hit or miss showers at any time today. But at least we're warming up. 50s this morning, 70 or so for a high this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight with patchy fog. We'll see a resurgence of a few showers and thunderstorms, especially to the south. Lows in the mid-50s. And tomorrow's shower chance will be early and late. In the middle, partly sunny and warm. Highs push into the mid-70s away from the coast. New Jersey weather made possible by Trinity Rehab. Is there something you can't do this spring because of pain? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription needed to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. Locations all over New Jersey. Isn't it time to finally be pain-free?
Thanks, Dan. In Flemington, 52, Freehold, 56, Pennsville, 60. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.